Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, we continually bless and honor you this morning. We give you glory, praise, and thanksgiving.
Yes.
Father God, that we call our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy holy name, thy righteous name, thy faithful name. You are a faithful Father, faithful friend. No friend greater than you, our God. You are holy, 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 righteous King, mighty King. Well, good morning and welcome to Bible Storyland this morning. We are so grateful you joined us. Hallelujah. We are grateful that the Most High woke us up this morning. Was not the alarm clock. He woke us up. He called us back into this life. Hallelujah. Once more again. He's never late. He's always on time. So this morning, Lord, we bless you. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you that we are blessed by you. We are kept by you. Make your face to shine upon us and be gracious unto us, oh, God. Lift up your countenance upon us and give us peace. Make us as Ephraim and Manasseh, oh, God. Let us be satisfied with favor and filled with your blessings. Lord, command your blessings upon our lives. Give us revelation and let us be blessed. We are the seed of Abraham through Jesus Christ, and we receive the blessing of Abraham, Lord, in blessing us, O God, and our children, O God. We thank you, and in multiplying us and them, as stars of heaven, as the sand of the seashore. Let your showers of blessing be upon our lives. In the name of Jesus, turn every curse in our way into a blessing. Let your blessing make us rich, O God. Let all the nations call us blessed. Let all generations call us blessed. We are the sons of the blessed. We are the daughters of the blessed. We are the children of the blessed. We live in the kingdom of the blessed. Our sins are forgiven and we are blessed. Lord, you load us up daily with benefits. We are chosen by you, O God. And we are blessed. Our seed is blessed. Let us, O God, inherit the land, O God. We are a part of a holy nation, and we are blessed. Lord, bless our latter end more than our beginning. O God, in the name of Jesus, let your presence bless our lives. And, Father, we just thank you this morning for who you are. We thank you this morning for what you're doing. Well, welcome again to Bible Storyland. We're so grateful you joined us. We're going to do things a little bit different this morning. We're going to be ending a little bit sooner this morning. But I thank God for you. Right before Karen come on this morning to play some praise music, we have Mother Ludell from
Yes, ma'am.
Praise this morning. Good morning, Mother Ludell. How are you?
I'm doing, thank God. How y'all? Everything seems to be going well down there.
Yes, ma'am. We're so grateful. We know you got to go soon, so we're going to let you sing this morning.
All right.
What are you going to sing?
Call Jesus. Call Jesus. Call him by his name. Call him by his name. Call him by his name. Then call Jesus, call him by his name, call him by his name, call him by his name. His name is Jesus, my Lord, Jesus, my Lord, for Jesus, you just call him by his name. If he's sick, Lord, call him by his name. Call him by his name. Call him by his name. If he's sick, Lord, call him by his name. Call him by his name. Call him by his name. His name is Jesus, my Lord. Jesus, my Lord. Jesus. him by his name, call him by his name, call him by his name. If you motherless, call him by his name, call him by his name, call him by his name. His name is Jesus, my Lord, Jesus, my Lord, Jesus. You just call him by his name. If you friendless, call him by his name, call him by his name, call him by his name. If you friendless, call him by his name, call him by his name, call him by his name. His name is Jesus, my Lord, Jesus, my Lord, Jesus. You just call him by his name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. She told me yesterday when I talked to her, she said she is 96 plus 9 months, I believe. No, plus 3 months. I think that's what you told me, huh?
It's nine.
Yes,
96, 9 months.
Yeah, she'll be 97. Amen. Thank God for Miss Ludell, who faithfully comes on Bible Storyland. We appreciate you so much. We love you, Miss Ludell.
I love y'all and hope everything go well. Sorry I came to go all the way through.
Yes, ma'am. I understand it. Hallelujah.
All right.
That's you, Miss Ludell. Well, we have Karen Itell on with us from Houston, Texas, to play a praise song for us. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning, Carissa.
How are you?
I'm doing good.
Amen. What are you going to play this morning?
Doing very soon.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Doing very soon.
Okay, go ahead. Greater. unlimited God. Well, this morning our scripture is found in 2 Corinthians 12, verses 9, starting at verse 9. And he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, most gladly, I will rather boast in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in needs, in persecutions, in distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong. So I thank God that no matter what age we are, when we become weak, then we become strong in Christ Jesus. So God, you know, sometimes people have infirmities, a thorn in their flesh, like Paul. But Paul said, you know what? I would rather have these infirmities and be weak so that Christ may be made strong. He may come, his glory may be shown within me in the things that I do, the things that I say. He much rather have Christ in the forefront and dwell in Christ and dwell on Christ, think on Christ, than on his infirmities. You know, a thorn sometimes, those prickly things they say on roses, and they are sharp. And sometimes we have thorns in our flesh, but we got to rise above those fleshly things, and we got to say, in Christ I live, in Christ I die. And, you know, God wants us to keep our mind stayed on him, no matter what the circumstance. You know, when Christ was on the cross, he kept his mind stayed on the Father. Otherwise, he couldn't have bore it. He kept his mind on the Father. And that's what we got to do. When trials come, keep our mind stayed on the Father. Infirmities come, sickness, disease come, we got to keep our mind stayed on the Father. Children going through, we got to keep our mind stayed on the Father. So this morning, I thank God for the senior citizens, because, you know, senior citizens have come a long way. We come this far by faith, leaning on the Lord, trusting in his holy word. We didn't come this far by ourselves. He promised never leave us, never forsake us. And he is not a man that he should lie. He don't ever leave us. He don't ever forsake us. So this morning we have Minister George Wallace on with us from Jacksonville, Florida. He is going to pray for the senior citizens this morning. Good morning, Minister Wallace. How are you this morning?
Good morning. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I'm enjoying the Bible storyland, and especially everyone, but especially the mother who sung that song, and she just blessed us. She blessed me, and I know she blessed us all. 96 years old, and she said, in 9 months.
That's a blessing. Oh, I hear you. I hear you.
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
Well, Father,
pray for the senior citizens this morning. Go right ahead.
Father, in the precious name of Jesus, we thank you for all seniors. Father, we thank you that the blessings of the Lord make a rich and add no sorrow to all seniors. And we give you thanks for it. We thank you that you give all seniors everything pertaining to life and godliness through the blood of the Lamb, the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you that their wisdom is filled with all knowledge according to your will, with spiritual understanding, so they can be a blessing to us. They can be a blessing to others no matter where they are, no matter what they're doing. If they're at the restaurant, if they're at the library, if they're traveling on a train, they can speak and impart a word into us to say, well, what must I do to be saved? Or to say, well, it's time to seek the Lord. It's time to seek the Lord. And I can see seniors. I pray that those that they said that to in the name of Jesus, the receiver would say, well, you know, I feel what you're saying. I feel what you're saying. So they have become bold as lions because they have a word in season and out of season, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you that, well, you're blessing all seniors financially, because we know that the word says money is the answer to everything. So we ask that you meet their needs according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus. We thank you, Father God, that you bless them with a long and satisfying life. Good days ahead of them in the precious name of Jesus. And again, the people will say, well, wow, you're looking young, you're looking young, they're restored, looking young and fresh and youth, and they'll say, well, this is the Lord, because we need seniors, we need their wisdom, they're full of wisdom, they're full of insight, enlightenment, in the name of Jesus, and they should not hesitate to say how good the Lord is, how good the Lord is. We need to hear from the seniors, so continue to give them, God. Going out and coming in, everywhere their feet tread is blessed. Everything they have touched is blessed. The boldness of coming forth, because we need in this world today, we need to hear the wisdom of the seniors, and we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We thank you, Minister Wallace, for that prayer. We thank God for the songs, the prayers, and we have Pastor Donna Hawkins on with us this morning from Paducah, Kentucky, but she's in Florida getting some sunshine. Good morning.
Good morning, Minister G. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Doing fine. I tell you, we have had a wonderful time since we've been here in Orlando. Minister?
Yes.
Okay. Yes, we've had a wonderful time. Had a good trip. We flew from Nashville, had a safe trip coming, and we've just enjoyed ourselves.
Amen. Amen. I wish I was down there with you all in Orlando.
Listen, there are going to be 15 of us cruising on tomorrow.
Wow.
Yes, ma'am. 15. Our former pastor, the pastor of our home church, his wife has been so sick. As a matter of fact, she was in the hospital this week, but they are coming. Well, they drove to Nashville last night, and I'm sure they're already here in Orlando, and they're bringing their two great-granddaughters. So there's a total of 15 of us.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes,
praise the Lord.
Yeah. We are excited.
Lord. What are you going to sing this morning?
I'm going to sing I Woke Up This Morning With My Mind Stayed on Jesus.
Uh-huh.
I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. Oh, woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm walking and talking with my mind stayed on Jesus. Oh, walking and talking with my mind stayed on Jesus. I'm walking and talking with my mind stayed on Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm singing and praying with my mind stayed on Jesus. Oh, singing and praying with my mind stayed on Jesus. I'm singing and praying with my mind stayed on Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I woke up this morning with my mind, it will stay on Jesus. Oh, woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen.
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 Hallelujah. Thank you so much.
Yes.
Thank God.
Love you, Minister G. I love
now?
You. We won't I won't be able to be on next Saturday. Next Saturday we'll be cruising back to Orlando, but I will be praying for you.
Okay, thank you so much. We love you. Y'all have a safe trip. Father, in the name of Jesus, we cover them, oh God, in the name of Jesus, with the blood of Jesus as they cruise on the ocean, Lord God. Oh, Lord, you're in the ocean. You're in the sky. There's no place that you're not. So, Father, we pray their safety, their protection. They are under the shadow of your almighty wings. We thank you, Father God, for a great time in you, a time, Lord God, where they will see the wonders of the Lord. Oh, God, in the ocean, where they go, the people they meet, the things that they do on a daily basis, oh, God. Order their steps, oh, God. Order their steps in your word, and even someone should be saved while they're on that cruise, oh, God. I thank you that we're always on assignment, Lord God. So, Father, the people that you have assigned them to come in contact with, oh, God, I cover them with the blood of Jesus, and I thank you, Lord God, for what you're going to do through them on this cruise. Let it be a mighty time, a glorious praise, honor unto you. Let them return back safely. I bind up accidents, incidents, mishaps, mechanical breakdowns. I thank you that all is well, and they shall return back safe and sound in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen, amen.
Amen.
Moving right along. Hello? Oh, I'm sorry. I thought someone said something. We have her cousin on with us this morning, Jackie Travis. She may be in Atlanta this morning. Good morning, Jackie. How are you? She's on. It just may take her a minute to answer. She may be on mute. Jackie, are you on mute? All right. Well, she'll be on again. She'll be on shortly. She may have stepped away from her phone. But we thank God this morning we have Mother Fanny on with us from Daytona Beach, Florida. Good morning, Mother Fanny. How are you?
Good morning.
Oh, we're grateful to have you on this morning. You sound strong this morning. Hallelujah.
Yeah, I still got this sign up pretty bad, but it's getting better. But thank God, well as it is.
Yes, ma'am.
But oh, glory, glory, hallelujah, since I laid my burden down. Glory, glory, hallelujah, since I laid my burden down. I'm going home to live with Jesus since I laid my burden down. I'm going home to live with Jesus since I laid my burden down. Friends will treat me like they used to since I laid my burden down. Friends don't treat me like they used to, oh Lord, since I laid my burden down. Glory, glory, hallelujah, since I laid my burden down. Glory, glory, hallelujah, since I laid my burden down. Lord, I've been in trouble, so much trouble, since I laid my burden down. Lord, I've been in trouble, so much trouble, oh Lord, since I laid my burden down. Glory, glory, hallelujah, since I laid my burden down. Jesus.
Amen. 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 Thank God for the songs, prayers, praise unto our God. Well, it's time for the Word of God this morning. Our speakers are is a great man and woman of God. They live in Jacksonville, Florida. They are obedient stewards unto the Lord. They are sold out for the Lord, and they have a ministry, and they go all over praising and teaching about the Lord. I thank God for them. It's Prophet and John Lawson and his precious wife, Prophetess Ernestine Lawson. So we welcome you again. They come on. She come on. He come on. They come on and pray for us almost on a weekly basis on Bible Storyland. We are grateful for their ministry and that they unselfishly come on. So good morning to you all this morning.
Good morning,
Sister G.
Amen.
And we would like to say, too, you're right. I'm normally on, and John is always trying to prepare to go to the nursing home sometimes in the morning, so he goes out and get the fruit and everything. But he was so blessed to hear Mother sing this morning. And then when she quoted her age, I knew her age, but he didn't. He was so blessed because he always say that he wanted to live to see 120 and be in his right mind with health and strength. Talk, John.
Long life and length of days. Amen. Good morning again. Amen. I'm just like Minister George Wallace. I'm blessed so far, and all what have already has happened. I just tell you, I'm just blessed, and it's good to know that God is in the midst, because the word says, "When 2 or 3 gathered together in His name, He's in the midst." And Lord knows He's here in the midst right now. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. As John tries to prepare to sing, I'm going to let him sing. I don't know if you want to do one song or.
Yeah, the name of the song, I Won't Turn Back.
Thank you.
Young people probably on the other end listening. And I pray that they don't turn back. The one who already got one foot in the kingdom. We need both feet in the kingdom. Amen? And there's nothing out there, back there. I remember reading on Lot's wife. She wanted to go back to Sodom and Gomorrah. And she turned around and she turned to a pillar of salt. And these days in time, we need to keep going forward in Jesus. Because if we turn back to, well, let's look at the prodigal son. He came to himself. Good thing he didn't go back, because if he went back, he wouldn't made it back, amen, back to his father. And so there's no nothing good back there when we try to live in the world and live in the kingdom at the same time. So I know Mother and and Sister Trudell and all of you, I know you are not going to turn back. But I'm trying to sneak a word and a song in there for those other people who still try to straddle two worlds at the same time. Amen? Amen.
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 Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Hi, my name is Ernestine Lawson. John and I bring you greetings from Greater Word Prophetic Outreach Ministries. Where John Lawson and Ernestine Lawson is the pastors. We know it's Senior Citizen Day, and we just thank God for the word that he's given me. I'm going to be coming out of the book of Daniel today, and I pray that it'll be add a blessing to you. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, I thank and I praise you, Lord God, for the word and the revelation you have given me on today. I thank you before even Sister G asked me, you quickened me to do a study on Daniel. And, Lord, I thank you, Lord God, and I pray that I remember all that you have given me, that I may share it on today. And, Father, I give you all the honor and the glory in your Son. Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So we're going to be coming out of the book of Daniel. What dawned on me, What dawned on me is the fact that I heard preaching, and he said at the time Daniel went in the lion's den, he was 80, about 75, 80. And I was like, well, my thing is it true? So I went on the internet and I did a study. And so I found out that Daniel was captured somewhere each, I think somewhere between 15 and 17. When the three Hebrew boys went into the fiery furnace, they had to be somewhere between 18 and 20. Tommy saw that the handwriting on the wall, he had to be 40 or 45. And literally, when they threw him in the lion's den, he had to be somewhere between 75 and 80. And that made me wonder that even if you're committed to God all your life, all your life, as you study Daniel, the book of Daniel, you find out that there's four recordings of Daniel praying. Daniel prayed in chapter 2, chapter 6, chapter 9, and chapter 10. The whole study of Daniel was that he walked with a prayer life and this assurance that God is God, and it doesn't matter where you're located, it doesn't matter how you're living, it doesn't matter whether it's a sunny day or a cloudy day. It doesn't matter, hallelujah, whether or not things are going for you or against you. But we must live a prayer life. What I realized also as I was doing the study is that God reminded me. He said, today, Ernestine, everybody's pushing something. He said, where is the church? And he reminded me, I grew up in the 80s and crack hit the market for my generation. It kind of decimated a lot of my generation. And where most of my friends' parents went on drugs. And he said, the drug pushers, they push the drugs. He said, and I'm the same. And then after we went from pushing drugs, he said, then the gay community came out and started pushing homosexual. Now on TV, we can see there's always someone who's living a gay lifestyle, because now they're pushing the acceptance of the homosexual lifestyle. And even today, God reminded me again. He said that they're saying that between 2017 and 2018, it's the year of women. They're pushing women. I'm here to ask the church, what are you pushing? Are you pushing the word of God? Are you pushing a prayer life? Are you pushing holiness? Are you pushing a commitment to Jesus Christ? Are you pushing us to study the word? Or are we trying to get people out of church in an hour to two so they can go to a football game? Or are you trying to push that? We can't keep them there long today. We can't give them the full experience of God because they want to do something else besides serve God.
Amen.
What are we pushing?
My mind.
So as I said, Daniel prayed. There's four documented times that Daniel prayed. And he prayed to God. And he prayed I want to do the prayer out of chapter 9. The one in chapter 9. That'll be my focus. And in the first year of Darius, the son of Hathariah of the Medes, descent, go back to chapter 9. In chapter 9, in the first year of Darius, the son of Hathariah of the Medes, descent, who was made king over the realm of the Chaldeans. In the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, understood from the book the numbers of years, which according to the word of the Lord to Jeremiah the prophet, must pass before the desolate, which had been done, pronounced in Jerusalem, will end. And it was 70 years. So I directed my attention to the Lord God and seek him by prayer and supplication, with fasting and sackcloth and ashes. I prayed to the Lord my God and confessed and said, O Lord, O great and awesome God, who keepeth his covenant and extend his loving kindness and towards those who love him, who keeps his commandments. We have sinned and committed wrong, and we have behaved wickedly and have rebelled and turned away from your commandments and ordinance. Therefore we have not listened and heeded your servant the prophet, who spoke in the name of the king and the price and the princess and our fathers, and to all the people of the land. And what happened is that why I was drawn to this, because Daniel, we always had to talk about Daniel praying and fasting. But in this chapter of Daniel, we find out that Daniel said he finally understood what the prophet Jeremiah was saying. He was in captivity, but he knew that there was going to be a time in which he will be free. And not just him, but all of his people. And I must say, in this hour, we must not just pray for ourselves, but we must pray for this nation. We must pray for our president. We must pray for our mayors and governors and throughout the nation, because America has been placed in bondage. America has shown quarterable sata. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Has strayed away from God. When they said when we were created as a country, when they came from England, they came for religious freedom so they can freely worship God however they want to. And so the Puritans and the different religions came to America, and then they told others, come. You can come to America, because when you come to America, we have freedom of worship. And I know that there are many in Congress, hallelujah, that got it wrong when they decided they should be separated at church and state. They didn't want the state to block the churches.
and not that prayer can go on in the state, and not that prayer shouldn't be in the schools, but they want to pray everywhere. And so I come back to Daniel, around verse 4. Daniel said, I prayed to the Lord, my God, and confessed and said, O Lord, thy great and awesome God, who keepeth his covenant, who extend loving kindness towards those who love him, and keepeth his commandment, say, we have sinned and committed wrong, and we behaved wickedly and rebellious and turned away from your commandments and your ordinance. America has sinned and committed wrong and behaved wickedly and have rebelled and turned away from its commandments and ordinance. And today, I hold the church accountable because Daniel represents the church. And Daniel, as he represents the church, he showed you what the church should be doing. The church should turn its face against the wall. We need to pray and make supplication. We must fast. And when he said sackcloth and ashes, he took off his garment of array and he put on his tanned garment because he wanted to be lowly. And they put ash on their face. Hallelujah. Glory to God. To say that they were saddened and burdened. I wonder today how many people are burdened for America. Glory to God.
Right.
Hallelujah. So I come to the next point. When Daniel is at this point, he's 80 years old. He's 80 years old. He's a senior citizen.
Yes.
And as a senior citizen, he's burdened for his people. He's burdened for the sins of the nation that he's out of. And I ask the seniors, how many of you are burdened for what our nation is standing at, the current status of America? How many of us are burdened? How many of us are turning our face against the wall? How many of us are turning our plate down? I would say for the younger people, they might need to turn their cell phones down. So some people might need to turn the TV off. But however, we need to fast. And we need to fast before this year ends and seek God's face for a new tomorrow. So that's what you find Daniel doing. And his 80 years, being 80 years of age, he comes to this realization that time was winding up, that according to the prophet Jeremiah, there was time, almost time, that they should be released and go back to Jerusalem. But his thing was, are we in the right position to be released? So what he does is that he decided that I'm going to confess the sins not just for me. I'm going to confess the sin of the nation of Israel. And so then he goes on, and he says around verse 7, the righteous belong to you, O Lord, but to us confusion open to shame, as of this day, the men of Judah, the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and to all Israel, and those who are nearby and those who are far away, to all countries to which you have driven them, because of the treacherous act of it, because the children of Israel was unfaithful. And he's saying, Lord, whatever you got them at. So, hallelujah. So I say, God, in America, wherever you have your people, wherever you have your people, glory to God, in America, the seniors praying, I pray that you pray for your city. You pray for your nation. You pray for the boy that stands on the corner. You pray for the child that's been placed in prostitution. You pray for them so that they may serve God, that they may come out of captivity, that they may, glory to God, that they may, glory to God, be set free out of the bondage. Prayer, we must become pushers. We must become prayer pushers. We must become word pushers, the word of God. The Bible says the word of God is a lamp to our feet and a light to our pathway. The word of God is health and medicine to all our flesh. The word of God, hallelujah, glory to God, can set the captives free. He says, God said, not one tittle of my word will fall to the ground and die. He said, will I not answer when you pray? So we must become prayer pushers. We must pray, become prayer pushers. Daniel prayed. He lived a life of prayer. He lived a life, glory to God, of where he not only was faithful, he was faultless. He decided to serve God with integrity, with knowledge and understanding. He decided that it doesn't matter, even when they give out the decrees, that there should be no prayer, that he was going to be faithful to what he was committed to do. So I asked my seniors, and I asked those who listen, are you faithful to God? Are you committed to the work that he's assigned you to do? Are you spending your time serving him, not just in a church, not just in your house, but on the street corners? Are you willing and obedient to go on the highways and byway? How many Good Samaritans do we have out there? That you may do the will of God. We must be prayerful, and we must be led by God to do a work for him. Daniel had a personal prayer life. He didn't have a private prayer life. He had a public prayer life. Are others seeing and knowing that you're praying for them? You must let others know that God is calling them and God wants them to become saved and delivered and set free. To this generation today, I pray that you hear the word of God. He's standing at the door and knocking. He said, those that have an ear to hear, let him in. God is knocking. Jesus is knocking at the door. And he's asking us, what are we doing with his word? We must pray with a purpose. We must pray with a purpose. We must give God thanks. If you look in, like I said, in chapter 9, he was thankful to God for not just for delivering his people. Even though he had not seen it yet, he was thankful. So we also must be thankful. We must be grateful. David said, if I make my bed in hell, God, you're there. And Paul said, wherever state I am, I've learned to be thankful. I learned to be grateful. So we must learn to be grateful in whatever state we're in, because the glory of God is seeking those that he may put his spirit on and he may deliver his people. So I leave you with these things about Daniel. There's four things I want to leave you about Daniel prayer life. Daniel, like I said, had a personal prayer life. But his personal prayer life was not just to pray for him and him alone, but to pray for his nation, his city, his state, for every people. Then he even said, and I said around verse 7, he said, God, wherever they are, so wherever our children, whether they're in prison, whether they're in jail, wherever they're on the streets, we need to pray for the children, our children, the children of America, the children of the world. He avoided being prideful. Like I said, he put on sackcloth and ashes. He said, I'm not going to exalt myself. I'm going to humble myself under the mighty hand of God. Because the scripture said, if we humble ourselves, he will exalt us in due time. He will make our name great. He doesn't make the person great. He makes his name great in the person. Amen. God, we thank you, Lord God. But the other thing was, Daniel was persistent in prayer. He was persistent in prayer. If I go on, when it said that when Daniel prayed and the angel was warring in the heavenlies, and God answered Daniel's prayer on the first time. But there was so much chaos going on. Today, I must say, not just the millennials, there's so many people that want God to answer their prayers quickly. But then the thing is that God took 21 days because they're warring in heavenlies. If it took Daniel, who was a faithful and righteous man, 21 days so the angels can make it through, it's going to take us even longer, because we're praying and there's so much warfare. There's so much stuff going through the air that in some cases God is answering us immediately. In some cases it takes years. But we can't give up on God. We must stay persistent. We must still pray daily. I thank God for the early morning prayers, those who wake up and bombard heaven. Because God said, seek me early. I thank God for those who pray in the noonday. I thank God for those who pray in the evening. Because the Bible said we should pray and not cease from praying. Glory to God. We should make a lifestyle of prayer. And I say that so wholeheartedly. There's times when I'm at work and I'm standing even in front, and I work in a laboratory. I'm standing in a lab, and all of a sudden I get quickened. And whether under my breath, audibly, I will start praying. And some people ask me, are you talking to me? I'm like, no. But I knew that God quickened me to prayer. Sometimes I walk outside my building, I put my cell phone to my ear so people won't think, they'll think I'm talking. Praying. And sometimes I have time to go back in my car and break to pray. We must live a persistent life of prayer. We must pray without ceasing. God even said his church should be called the house of prayer. Our churches need to go back to having prayer service. We need to pray. Hallelujah. We need to pray. We need to pray. We need to become pushers. Pushers. We need to pray until something happens. Like I said, there's drug pushers. There's women pushing the women's right. They're homosexual pushing their agenda. But what are we pushing? Are we pushing that Jesus is the answer for the world today? Above else, there's no other. Jesus is the way. And then, like I said, we got to pray purposeful. We must examine not just our lives, because that's what he did around verse 13. He said, he asked God, he begged God for forgiveness. He asked around the Daniel, the 9th chapter, 13th verse. He begged God for forgiveness. He recognized that the people had committed evil. And he not only asked God for forgiveness of himself, he asked God for the forgiveness of the children of Israel. And so, therefore, we must pray purposefully. We must pray knowing that our families and our neighbors, our city, our state government, our federal government needs prayer. We got to pray purposefully. When we have someone over America that lies and connect themselves to murderers, we need to pray. The Bible says that Satan was a liar from the beginning. And in John 10:10, it said the thief, which is Satan, come to kill, steal, and destroy. So when we see these things happening, we need to pray. We need to live a life of prayer. The thing about the children of Israel, when God turned them over to be placed in captivity, there was a remnant. There was a remnant. I even think like when for Elijah, when he said, Lord, there's none left. God said, I got 300 prophets that had not bowed down to Baal. I'm saying, who's not bowing down to the wickedness of this world? Who is living a life that's honorable before God? Daniel was faithful. Daniel, hallelujah, was purposeful. Daniel was persistent. And Daniel was humble. And I say to you today, humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due season. And I thank God for this word. I thank God that those that will listen will become pushers, prayer pushers, the word pushers, and pushers of the Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior, our Savior. And I thank God for all that has listened on today. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
What are we?
Amen.
Are we pushing? Got to become prayer pushers. We got to push till something happens. We got to have a personal life prayer. We got to have a public life prayer. We got to avoid being prideful. We got to be persistent in prayer and pray with a purpose. I thank God, Prophetess Lawson, for that awesome message. I thank God because it was very much, I got some revelations out the message. I didn't know Daniel was in his 80s when he went in the lion's den. I thought he was still a child. But God knows all about everything we're going through on a daily basis. And he said, push, 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 push. I remember I had a pastor one time, and she would meet with us ladies, and she said, y'all low in the spirit. Pray, push, push, pray, pray, push, push. We had to keep praying, praying, praying until we broke through in the spirit and broke in a higher place. So I thank God for that message, Prophetess Lawson. You know, and I thank God for her husband singing that song, I Won't Turn Back. Many people get discouraged, and there's a lie going around now that Satan put out that Jesus was a mere man. And that's a lie. Many of our children are hearing that. But we got to press forward, push, and tell our children the truth. They got to know the truth, that Jesus was not a mere man. He was the Son of God. He was omnipotent, most powerful, and he sits on the Father's right hand. So I thank God. I believe, I'm not sure if everyone's saved on here this morning, but if Prophet Lawson, if you're still available, Prophet John, could you pray for salvation for this morning for Bible Storyland?
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Father God, we all that is on this call, we come in one mind, one spirit, one faith, one love, and one anointing. Father, we pray, we join our faith together and ask you, Father God, that the spirit of salvation would fall upon those who are not saved right now. We pray that the gift of salvation would rest upon them like never before in this dispensation, in this hour. We pray, Lord God, that your outstretched arm and your mighty hand will touch their lives. We pray that the Holy Spirit will woo them, Father. They say, no man comes to the Father except the Spirit draws them. And Father God, as all of us come in agreement, one accord, we pray that Spirit right now begin to fall. Your glory will engulf their souls, Lord God. We pray that your will be done in them and in earth as it is in heaven. And we all will give you the glory, praise, and honor and thanksgiving that is being done even now. We declare, we decree. We declare by, as a priest, and we decree as a king and a son of God, that the manifestation of salvation would rest upon those who think they're saved or not saved at all, that they will come right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ. And for those who say, well, how do you get saved? Believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross. Repeat these words after me. Jesus, I believe that you did die on the cross for me, for the world. I believe that you rose again with all power. I believe that I am saved. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my spirit, man, that I am saved. I am washed again. My sins are forgiven from the curse of the law. I thank you, Lord God, that you have saved me. I'm now living under grace and truth of your word, Father God. I thank you, Holy Ghost, for infilling me with the spirit of the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Father, for thank you, Father, for giving me the Holy Ghost. Because without the Holy Ghost, I have no power. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. In the name of Jesus Christ, I give you praise, honor, and glory. I lift my hand without wrath and doubt, knowing that I am saved right now, and there's no turning back. I will serve you for the rest of my days. Now, Father God, guide me, order my steps, so I will do your work in this earth, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, thank you.
Amen. Because we all need saved. Our family members have family members that are not saved, the neighbors that are not saved. Even some people sit on the church bench are not saved. So we gotta keep praying, push until something happens. We can't move backwards, gotta move forward, pray until something happens. Well, we know the effectual fervent prayers of the righteous avail much. We thank God. Amen. For prayer, I'm going to ask Prophet Ernestine Lawson if she would pray for Pastor Donna Hawkins, the church that she pastors, Missionary Macedonian Missionary Baptist Church. Pray for their cruise that they're on, and pray, by the Spirit of God. So,
Amen, God. We just thank and we praise you, Lord God. We thank you for your servant, oh God. We thank you for your servant, Donna Hawkins. And then as she says, as her pastors, as they are on their way, God, we thank you, Lord God, that you said you showed us in the book of Genesis that you rested, that even, Lord God, that there's times, even on, if you look at the Jewish lifestyle,
on the Lord God. They take time apart to rest. But in this resting, oh God, they worship and honor you. They acknowledge you, oh God, in everything that they do. So, Father, as Sister G said earlier, oh God, I pray for the Hawkins and the all 15 persons that are traveling with them. Lord God, I thank you as they go on a cruise, as they place their body in rest, they will not stop serving you, that they will honor you, Lord God, by witnessing, to be attentive to your spirit,
yes.
That, Lord God, while on the cruise ship, oh God, that they may minister as you lead them, oh God. I pray, Lord God, that they travel safely and return.
Yes.
And, Lord God, as for that person that was sick, that almost could not make the cruise, oh God, I pray that you restore health, oh God, to her body. I thank you, Lord God, that we stand in agreement with all the pastors that are there. Lord God, that souls will be saved and the captive be set free. Now, Lord God, we ask you to bless her church. We bless Mrs. Ornery Baptist Church. Bless her husband and her children, oh God. Let no harm or danger come nigh their dwelling, oh God. Father, let your glory be revealed in their lives. And, Lord God, I pray for the deacons, the ushers, the choir, every aspect of the church, even from the administrative board. Father, we pray that there will be peace within their walls, oh God, that they, Lord God, will be able to run the church sufficiently without any anger or wrath to be activated in the absence of the pastor. And, Lord God, when she comes back, not only will she be rested, she'll be at peace knowing that her church is well established. In your son Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen.
Mm-hmm.
So much. Minister Wallace, could you pray for Jackie Travis? She is from Jacksonville. She's been traveling around, and she is also, her ministry is with the senior citizens. Pray for her husband, her two daughters, and the grandbaby that's on the way.
Father God, precious name of Jesus, we thank you for those that are on their way. We ask for traveling mercy in Jesus' name. Your angels be camped above them. No harm or danger will come unto them in Jesus' name. And we thank you for the fellowship that they have with you. Give them revelation knowledge. Give them insight. And just let them love on one another as like never before. And just impart your wisdom in them, your love for them, because you first loved them. You first loved us. And just so that they can share that. They can share so much love that you impart upon them that they can do nothing but share it because of that love. They will share it with others no matter where they are, no matter what they're doing, giving you the glory and giving you the honor in Jesus' name. And we thank you for it. Amen.
Amen. Okay, Prophet John Lawson, could you pray for Mother Fanny and Mother Ludell? They're senior citizens, so however the Lord sees.
Amen.
Mother Fanny and Mother Ludell.
Amen. Father, we ask you now to move upon Mother Fanny's heart. And Father God, her desires. You said we delight ourselves in you. You give the desires of our heart, Father. And we ask you, Lord God, to give the desires according to your word, Lord God, to ask you to move in situations that she's in, any prayer that she have sent to your nostril as a sweet smelling savor. We ask you, God, that even the angels that you charge the angels to encamp around her, Father God, to minister to her and for her and fight on her behalf, Lord God. Ask you that your will be done in her, even the more in this hour, Lord God, that everything is required by your word that will be manifest in her life. And we pray, Lord God, that even the word that came forth today, Lord God, would minister to her needs, Lord God. You said you supply all our needs according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus. So, Father God, every need she have, we ask you, Lord God, to supply that need now. And the other person,
Miss Ludell,
my sister. Father God, we ask you to bless Sister Ludell even more, with 96 years and 9 months, even more, even longer length of days, and hallelujah, and long life, Lord God, that you continue to touch her, Lord God, and give her even the strength of an eagle, that she would fly, walk, run, Father God, like never before. So she will continue to sing praises and sing songs, new songs, Lord God, the melodies of heaven to your nostril as a sweet smell and Savior, Lord God. Protect her. Let no harm or danger because lamb be evil come nigh her dwelling, Father God, and bless her lying down and getting up and going out and coming in. Bless her in the city and bless her in the field. So you be glorified and your son be magnified and Sister Trudell will be edified even the more. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
I'm going to ask both of you if you would pray for me, Prophet Lawson, John Lawson, and Prophet Ernestine. Could you pray for me?
Lord God, we thank you for Sister G, Lord God. Wonder that you have called to do a great work in this hour, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that you continue to protect her mind from the inside out to the tip, from the tip of her head to the sole of her feet. Every part of her innermost being, Lord God, that she's protected with your word, because you said that your word is life, health, and medicine to all our flesh. Now, Father God, we pray that that word be health to her. Hallelujah, like never before. You said, beloved, worship above all things, that we should prosper, being healthy, even as our soul prosper. Now, protect her, Father God, with your word. Not that you said to remind ye of your word. We remind you of your word for her life, Lord God. Every area of her life, going and coming, that she is protected, Lord God. And she is, hallelujah, oh my, she got totally right to her ay, let her eschido. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Meet her need today, Lord God. All the special needs that she requires you, Lord God. And God, we pray, Lord God, that that word in her continue to flourish even more. That people have the understanding, the word of knowledge. Give her the word of knowledge and word even more. Even though she has it, but give her even more. Express that word even more in the spirit man, Lord God. Let her ears be even sharper. That she will hear you even more. Hallelujah. As she bowed down before the mighty hands of you, Father God, that you continue to do a great work in and through her. Amen.
Amen. Father, we thank you. As I was just reminded, one other aspect of what I was going to talk about. Father, and as I pray this for Sister G, I pray for all people, even if she's not 80, but I pray for all 70-plus people, Lord God. Father, as you quickened me a few minutes ago, I pray for our seniors, oh God. For Lord, we thank you, Lord God, that in the book of Isaiah, he said, Lord, renew his strength like an eagle. God, give them sharpness in the spirit, that they, Lord God, will pray like Daniel. Lord God, not giving up and not casting aside any doubt, oh God, but knowing that thou art God and besides you there's no one else. Father, I pray for our seniors, oh God, that you'll give them, Lord God, the sharpness not of sight in the spirit, but also the ability to see, Lord God, those things that are attacking and those things that are coming against and those things that are standing in front of. Father, I pray, Lord God, that I know Sister G's a prayer warrior. I know, Lord God, that what she does, but for her, Lord God, make her even sharper, oh God. Oh God, sharpen her discernment, oh God. Oh God, that she may even be more powerful than even what she is, oh God, for your glory and not, Lord God. And Lord God, that even the things that come against her, Lord God, that she'll be able to withstand it, oh God. And Father, Lord God, as the eagle soars, oh God, above the cloud, above the fray, above the mess, oh God, I pray, Lord God, that Sister G will soar above all that is coming against her, Lord God. Lord, as Daniel prayed, an angel was warring, had to fight his way and had Michael to help. Lord, I pray, Lord God, for the archangels, Lord God, that are signed, and even the angels that are signed, Sister G, that they'll war against those things that are warring against her. Lord God, in her lifetime, in her life, Lord God, as she tried to help pastors and churches and ministries, oh God,
for all the warfare that came against her. And Lord God, we stand, Lord God, in agreement that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. God, we come in agreement, Lord God, for every tongue that talk against her, that speak against her, should be cast down, oh God, that their words will fall to the ground and will not manifest, oh God. We pray, Lord God, for her health and strength, oh God. We pray for her body, oh God, from the very crown of her head to the very sole of her feet. We ask you, Lord God, that anything, Lord God, that is not working, oh God, as you have created it, Lord, let the lungs, oh God, work. Let the heart pump, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for the respiratory, the circulatory, oh God, and the digestive system, that they will function as well as the Creator did. Lord, I thank you, Lord God, even though my husband prayed for Ms. Ludell. But Lord, give Sister G long life.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Long life. Let her stay in her right mind. Let her have strength, oh God, to continue doing her work for you, oh God. And then, Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, for all that she's faced with. Any burdens, oh God, we thank you that your yoke is easy and your burdens are light. And, Lord God, we cast the cares of our Lord God, all our cares, the care of this ministry, the care of children, all the cares that she carries, Lord God, for even the youth of this world and of this nation. Lord God, we cast them on you, oh God. Lord God, we thank you for you may strengthen her body and her inner man, oh God, and give her sweet sleep and peace. And my husband want to continue.
Now, Satan, you take your hands off her. You're illegally trespassing. You have no authority. You lost all dominion and power when Jesus rose from the cross. He rose with all power in his hand. You are a defeated foe. The Lord rebuke you. And you spirit evils, you spirits, and you evil spirits, and you satanic works, you cockatrice spirit, you clamboyant, and you leviathan, stop squeezing her. Take your hands off her now. We as the believers of Jesus Christ, we take all apostolic, prophetic, evangelistic, and authority that God gave us. We take it over you now. You take your hands off the property of the believer of Sister G. We bind every demon and every devil and every satanic works in the name of Jesus Christ, and we send you all back to the dry places in the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus Christ is against you.
Amen and amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much for those, for everybody. I thank God for you all. Well, we look forward to hearing from you all next Saturday. It will be Family Day on Bible Storyland. And I thank God for the prophet and the prophetess, their prayers for all of us. The message was awesome. The singing, the prayers, everything was awesome. I just thank God that he put everybody in my life. And I love you all. God loves you. Some more. I look forward to talking to you next week. Have a God-filled day, a God-filled week, a God-filled month, and a God-filled year. Don't forget, praise the Lord every day. Amen. Anybody else have anything they want to say before we close?
Yes, I would just like to say one thing. When we first began, everything was just a tremendous blessing to me, and I'm really thankful and really grateful that Sister G, you invited me to be on and be a part of it. But I went back as a child, and remember my mother took us to church, and I went back when I was a child, and I remember how we had church as a child. So that took me back there, and that was just so grateful. I was just so grateful for that. I went back, I could see it and feel it and everything. So I felt that today. So I thank you all for that.
Appreciate
Amen.
We close out. We thank the Lord for all of you. Anybody else want to say anything? Mother saying anybody?
No, I just want to thank God for each and every one on the line. Thank God for everything. Everything he has done, everything he so do. Lord, we trust in him and let him lead us and guide us the way to go. And help us to love one another and be obedient to his word. and be led by God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. That's all the Lord Jesus wants us to do. And everything will be all right. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen, amen.
Amen.
Right, love
amen.
Y'all next week, if not
love
before.
You too. Love you all.
Love you too, Sister Jean. I'll be blessed.
You. Amen. God bless everyone. Thank you.